Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
There are currently only 4 needle exchanges in the state, in Wise and Smith counties, Roanoke City, and Richmond.
We are at one of our mobile locations in Church Hill.
Emily Westerholm is with the Health Brigade. One recent afternoon, over the course of an hour, about a dozen people stopped by. Some were there to get clean needles, others education.
Some of the folks were just community members that wanted to get the naloxone or Narcan training.
Since last March, participants in this exchange have used naloxone to reverse over 300 overdoses. That's the point of these programs, to save lives. The legislation makes it easier for more to start by removing a requirement that local law enforcement give their approval. That's been a barrier in several places. It also provides legal immunity to participants. Westerholm says that may help convince more people to visit.
If they have their participant card and they can show proof that they're a part of our program, this will give them that protection so they can return syringes.
An official with the Department of Health says there aren't any pending applications for needle exchange. Likely because potential operators were waiting to see what happens with this legislation. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.